favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host, Tori K. Moncrief. And today in the house, we have Ms. Wani Tennant, the creative voice behind the blog Surviving Your 20-somethings.
Woo! Woo! Yes. Thank you, guys.
All right, Ms. Tennant, thank you for being here with us today. So, tell us a little something about yourself.
Okay, so Wanique is a 21-year-old, a past student of the University of the West Indies, Mona, and the creative voice behind the blog Surviving Your 20-somethings.
Okay, that's good, that's good. So tell us a little something about the blog. When did it start? What inspired you to start it and all of that?
Okay, so the blog started in January of 2020. And what started the blog was really and truly my love for writing. I was doing a course while in university that taught me how to create websites and blogs, and I was like, okay, let me put this knowledge to good use. I've always enjoyed writing and I've always enjoyed sharing my experiences with other people. So since I'm now in my 20s, why not create a blog about that?
I like when you just turn your passion into something that you really want to make money from. I'm pretty proud of that. And congrats on being a graduate of the University of the West Indies.
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, today, the first question we have for Ms. Tennant is, drum roll, please. So, Ms. Tennant, the first question we have for you today is, what should one considering when exploring their passion?
Okay, so when you're exploring your passion, you really have to put some thought into the things that you enjoy doing. What would you want to be doing for the rest of your life? Like, so I already said I enjoy writing. Outside of that, I enjoy reading. I enjoy being with persons. So you really have to give some thought to that. And I mean, if you're lucky, then your passion can also fuel your career path.
Which is true, but sometimes a lot of people have trouble in really identifying what it is that they enjoy doing. Because some people just, like me, I enjoy talking, but I decided to channel it into doing a podcast. But some people might enjoy dancing but don't know how to go about channeling that into something that they can make money from. So what else can those persons do in order to kickstart their career?
Okay, so like my advice to those persons would just be to keep an open mind, be willing to learn every and anything there is to learn. Right now, during quarantine time and during the pandemic, a lot of persons have taken to pursuing online courses. A lot of these courses are free on various websites, one of which is Google Garage. You can also check out HubSpot Academy, Coursera, just to name a few. And in visiting these websites and finding courses that you realize that you'd enjoy doing, you can find something that you are passionate about.
Well, that is true. But in terms of channeling all of those certifications and everything into what you really want to do, would you say that persons need to go out there and even meet persons in their career field as well? The whole thing of networking and all that?
I would say yes, but before we get to networking, I'd advise you to do some research. So for example, let us say that you pursue a course in social media marketing. You want to know how much you can do with a certification in social media marketing. You probably go on LinkedIn and you type in the word social media marketer, and then you will have a lot of persons who have that position pop up. You can start doing research on those persons, like where do they work, which countries do they work in, and a lot of places now offer you to work remotely around the world. There are a lot of platforms that allow persons to use freelance, offer freelance services and work. One of which is Upwork, there is Fiverr, there is freelancers.com. So really and truly, you just need to put yourself out there and be willing to learn.
All right, thanks for all of that information. So in terms of, with these tips though, are they just geared towards persons who are just kickstarting their career, or it can be for anyone that is you know, really just going after their passion, even if it is that they are not in their 20s?
Of course, it's for anyone, because yes, you might already have a degree in something, you might already be certified in something, you have years of work experience in something, but that does not mean that you are you are limited to just those things. A lot of persons, because I work on both Upwork and Fiverr, and on these platforms I've met persons from all over the world, also in Jamaica, who have their full-time jobs, but they also offer freelance services in things that you're passionate about. So if you're good at website creation, if you're good at translation, you're good at graphic design, photography, all these are skills that people would pay good money for. And you may be thinking to yourself, but this is just something I'm passionate about doing, I can't really see myself monetizing this. Well, trust me, there are people who are willing to pay you to do the things that you love, because I love blog writing. Mm-hmm. And right now I have people paying me to write blogs for them. Yes guys, I ghost write blogs. If you are interested in my services,
can link her,
you can link me on my blog Instagram page at surviving your 20 somethings,
and it will be in the caption when we put up this on Instagram, and also it will be available in the, it will be a link in the description when we actually release this episode, so you guys can look out for that. So as you're, so you're saying then, even though you might not turn your passion into something full time, it's good to have it as a side hustle in the meantime to go on creating money from it.
Of course, like persons who know me know that I'm all about having multiple streams of income.
Yeah,
I actually have that as one of the biggest lessons that 2020 has taught me, because you know,
2020 has been a year, I'm telling you guys.
A lot of persons have lost jobs that they have been in for years, they have been made redundant, and a lot of Jamaicans are employed in the tourism field, and look what's happening now. We don't have as many tourists coming to Jamaica to visit, so a lot of persons are out of jobs. So what I'm pushing right now is, if you had multiple streams of income, then losing your full-time job should not have affected you as severely as what a lot of persons are seeing happening to them now.
Well, that's good, that's good. But another question, Mr. Nat, before I move into another question that I have here, in terms of monetizing your passion, right? Sometimes you start these, you like, as you say, you sign up for these websites and something, but you don't see a lot of persons coming to your to your gig per se, then, so that you can start doing things for them. So what can you do to oomph it up a little bit, as they say, so that people can see it and decide, say, oh, me go use the link and do my thing?
Okay, so first of all, you have to be hungry for what you want. So you can't just get up today and say you're going to set up a profile on Upwork or set up a profile on Fiverr, but then every day you're not trying to monitor it. Every day you need to be visiting these sites and seeing how, what you can do to improve how you're marketing your service. And if you have other social media platforms that you use, you have your personal Instagram page, you have your Facebook page, these are sites that a lot of persons are on. So yes, you're offering freelance services on Upwork, you're offering them on Fiverr, but you want to market these services to a wider, more diverse population. You need to make use of your network. So even simply posting it on your WhatsApp status, you probably put up a status that says, make money doing X, ask me how, or I offer X service, ask me about my prices, stuff like that. You really have to just put yourself out there. And another thing I'd say is, you have to be determined, you have to stay motivated, you have to be consistent. Like,
consistency can be a very hard thing sometimes though, man. Like,
these rewards, you don't just, they don't, you don't reap them overnight. So I'll go into a bit about how I started on Upwork and how I started on Fiverr. So I was actually watching a virtual event, and the guest speaker at that event was a digital marketer, and he was saying, oh, how he has a full-time job and then he also has a side hustle. And like Kyoda said, for the year 2019, his side hustle made him $10,000. Now, the minute he said that to me, well, he didn't say it to me, he said it to everybody in the audience, but I was just like, whoa, I need to learn how I can have a side hustle that is making me this money, this much money. And he started to mention the platforms that he utilized, and I was just like, okay, let me go and do some research. I did my research. I created my profiles on these platforms, and I was just hungry to learn. So like, I was always researching, how is it that you can get jobs on this site, how is it that you can do this, how is it that you can do that. And anyone who knows me knows that learning, I'm always open to learning new things.
Yeah, you have to be open-minded in order for everything to work for you. So open-mindedness is very key in getting things done, going out there to ensure that this actually works, because a lot of people might know about these websites and all of that, but not a lot of them know how to actually make it work for them.
Also,
I have a gig on it, I'm not lying. You're saying I should monetize every day, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm guilty of not going on it every day, but knowing now that that is a part of the process as well. Because I have done my research. It's not like I just go on it and be like, okay, let me try a thing. I've done my research. But sometimes with everything else that is going on, it is so hard to kind of structure your time to actually get that in there. But I'm realizing that if you really want it to work, you have to just make the time no matter what you have to do.
A big push factor for me was, okay, I realized that it was coming up to my finishing my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I was going to be done with school as of June. Now, I realized that I'm graduating in a time where a lot of persons are losing their jobs. So I'm not just having to deal with persons who are just graduating. I'm having to deal with people who have years of experience in the field that I'm in. And that field, for those of you who don't know, is marketing and communication. So I was just thinking to myself, okay, what will I do to set myself above the rest? And I was just like, okay, I prayed. Yes, guys, prayer works.
That is key.
Very key.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, God, I want to be in a position where as soon as I am finished school, I'm in a job. No, I have a full-time job. I have a side hustle. And both jobs are stuff that I can do working remotely. So again, you have to be open-minded, because in Jamaica, people have this view where if you're not dress up and put on your clothes and look pretty,
right,
and leave the house, mm-hmm, it's not a real job.
True that. Me not lie. A lot of persons think that, oh, you work from home and they will probably skin up your face and don't think it's a 9-to-5 and you're actually wasting your time. But really and truly, it is something that if you can sit down for a yard and make a dollar, I don't see nothing wrong with that, because it helps you cut down on enough other things. You don't have to worry about transportation and all of that. And food, because you're already there in your yard, in your comfort, and your fan and your AC or whatever, have your food in your yard. So the only thing, no, it's just that you don't have to travel going away, which is really key, which is really important. And a lot of us, if we can avoid going into a physical space,
especially now, it makes
life so much easier. And you don't have a lot of, to be honest, in the working world, it can be such a toxic place sometimes. So like, you will have a co-worker and you and I work fine, but something happens and then it's like, you don't have a relationship anymore, you understand? So sometimes being able to just work in the comfort of your home just allows you to just be you, and you don't have to worry about the toxicity around you.
And on that note, very important, guys, if you want to go into like offering freelance services or doing this kind of job as your side hustle or whatever, having good customer service is key. Like,
mm-hmm,
you have to bear in mind that you're going to be dealing with people from all over the world. I've worked with people who are in the US, people in the UK, people in India, and you just have to know how to talk to people. Like, one of the reviews that I generally get is my excellent customer service. Like, even when a client is pissing me off, you will never know, because I'm always so nice and polite. Even though after I come off the phone with them, I probably call my friend and be like, "Me can't believe no, me tired of this, no." But yeah.
So, customer service is really important, because here in Jamaica, that sucks. I'm like, you've been to places where sometimes you have to wonder, how did this person in this job, like, they have no manners. The customer service overall just poor.
And you know we have a saying in Jamaica where we like to say, manners will carry around the world without a dollar in your pocket. Yet we know this.
And we still not keep that in our mind to say, all right then, let me see if we can just be mannerable to this person and make. And then when you have good customer service, it makes your job so much easier. Your company make more money, so you can get increased. It just makes everything easier.
But and the clients will come back.
Of
guys,
course,
I have a lot of returning customers.
Mm-hmm.
And those customers, when they have a good experience with you, they're going to refer you to your friends. So that's more money in your pockets. And your girl loves her money. So,
yeah. Man, I mean, a serious thing though. And not a lot of people know that customer service is key in helping their business to grow. And guys, you need to remember, say, customer service is key. A lot of these pages that I see on Instagram, that have business pages on Instagram, a lot of them have good customer service. You know, like, you don't have to be like, this a person now follow up with me. Like, you have your dung in them skin, forget something. I have a friend who has a clothing store on Instagram, and she always tell me, say, listen, I am a customer that likes good customer service. So I am a business person. Now I need to ensure that I provide the same service. Which I think is good, because if you have that mentality, it will help your business to grow. Because
right.
If you want good customer service and you're a business person, you have to give up about the same thing.
Exactly.
You can't have it one-sided. I don't know how some people run their business. So I don't know how them do it. It just really sad. So in terms of dealing with negativity around, you know, in order to get your things kick-started, what advice do you have to persons?
Right. So guys, you need to have an excellent support system. So you need to have people who are going to be like, you need to get this done, you need to get it done now. And even outside of that, you need to have people who are going to hold you accountable. So like, really and truly, for my blog, I'm supposed to post once per week, and I'm still working out the consistency of that, because if you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have a lot of things on my plate, and sometimes I do struggle with balancing my time and stuff. But I still have friends who will text me and be like, Wanik, no blog was posted today. Wanik, what's happening with the blogs? Even my parents know I write a lot of blogs weekly for various people, and they know that in writing those blogs for other people, I'm always neglecting mine. So sometimes they'll be like, Wanik, no more blogs for anybody else. It's time to focus on yourself. And that's very important, guys. Focus on yourselves. You can't just help everybody else's business to grow and you just there. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if that person you are working for decides that you're going to lay you off, then what?
You don't know.
Then what?
Mm-hmm. You're just dead in a limbo, and that can't work. You have to make sure, say, you have something else I go and work for you on the side. So this is why I always tell people that when you're going to go in a company to work, an organization, go in with one foot in the door and one foot out. Because guess what? When they're ready for send you home, you're not supposed to just go home and sit down. You're supposed to go to the next thing. And that my mother always tell me, say, she say, any day, name day, she get put off from fear work, and she touch out of that place there, she must have something to go on fear. Because a lot of people think that, oh, it is okay to just working one job for years upon years and keep one source of income. No, you must have multiple things you want for you. So when them send you home, you have your business over there, so where you can literally pump your funds into and get it up and running full speed ahead.
And I'm in full agreement with Tori, but I will say that going into business in terms of selling a product is not for everyone. But if you are like me and you have talents that you can utilize and monetize, then by all means.
Because
even outside of writing services, there are persons who will pay you as a Jamaican to say something in patois, and you're just out here randomly using your patois for nothing.
Exactly.
When people would pay you to say something in patois for them. So these are stuff that you need to be looking into.
Because not everybody is an entrepreneur. Everybody needs to know that. Everybody thinks that, oh, me just get up and start a business and it just work like that. Not everybody is an entrepreneur. But you can work in an organization and be an, what is the term of them use again? Entrepreneurship. I don't remember the term, guys. I'm so telling the term. But there's this term what they have that you can work in an organization and you can build your little business out of that organization too. So it is still good to work in an organization, you know, because guess what? I work with Heart, right? I can use this podcast as a means to promote their services. You understand? So that is me making money off of them. So there's nothing wrong with that. But not everybody is an entrepreneur. But everybody feels say, oh, them African one entrepreneur, and it's not easy because if you don't have the funds to do it, it can call it a loss. If you don't have a network of people, call it a loss. But not a lot of people know that.
And I don't know who needs to hear this, but you do not need to be an entrepreneur to be making money outside of your full-time job. Like, there are lots of ways to make money, guys. And if you don't know them, go and research.
Research is so important. Just take up your phone. And when you're up on the road, up on Instagram, just go up on your phone and be like, okay, what can I do to make some money online? You can do online service. I know that in Jamaica, though, there are not a lot of opportunities with that because, you know, a geolocation or whatever. So you have to put on VPN and one bag of something, forget that. But still try, because nothing wrong if you try. You just have to know the means and ways to actually start making the money. You know, easy enough. But guys, nothing tried, nothing done. So it is good to at least try. So just try. Nothing is wrong with trying.
Yes, guys. And I totally agree with Tori because, you know what? Nothing beats a try. The worst thing that can happen is that you fail. And if you fail, you just start again. Simple.
Yes, guys. Jada said that in her song, Win. So you can go listen to the song there. And remember, so we did tell you, say, nothing tried, nothing done. Anyways, so that's a wrap for today, guys. And I really do hope that you all enjoy this episode. If you have any feedbacks or any suggestions, you can always let me know. So I want to say thank you to Miss Tennant for being here today, for sharing her tips with us, and congratulations on being a UWE graduate. I'm so proud of you.
I also want to say thank you on behalf of our listeners for today and for last week's episode. And if there's any topic you want us to discuss next, you can just let us know. If you have any questions for me about working online or anything about my blog, you can reach out to me at survivingyear20somethings on Instagram. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys. See you next week.